Known as the movie capital of the world, bringing films to audiences that provide entertainment and at times thought-provoking drama, Hollywood recently hosted a different kind of media through a unique forum broadcast live worldwide on Supreme Master Television on Saturday, July 26, 2008. The Climate Change International Conference was held at the Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood, California, USA. Organized by the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, it was a conference that brought together green Hollywood celebrities and notable speakers. Co-hosted by Emmy Award-winning television journalist and vegan Jane Velez Mitchell, the event was informative and the subject matter highly relevant. Three panels were conducted, each with a different theme: the urgent scientific facts of the climate crisis, its spiritual perspectives, and the transformational role of the media. Invited as a special guest speaker, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously attended via live video conference to answer questions from the panelists as well as the audience. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the Climate Change International Conference.
From the heart of Hollywood, California, I want to welcome you to this historic live broadcast. We're talking SOS Climate Change. I'm investigative journalist Jane Velez Mitchell, and this is truly a first. Right now, this program is going into millions of households worldwide on 14 television satellite platforms, as well as on the internet. This is a special broadcast from Supreme Master Television. Let's hear it for this effort! Are we going to change the world? Are we going to get people to start eating their fruits and vegetables and stop eating so many hamburgers? We are, that's for sure. Through this global event, the world is coming together to take immediate action on runaway climate change and the food crisis. Together, we can do something to avert a real catastrophe in the making right now. From Iceland to the Bahamas, from the Amazon to Stonehenge, the world is watching, and what do we want? We want action, don't we?
Yeah.
Action! All right, we're going to change the world today. Let's begin with a prayer. It is my pleasure to introduce Janelle Romero, the founder of Red Nation Television, to lead us in a Native American Lakota prayer for who else? Mother Earth. Woo!
I stand before you on the shoulders of my ancestors, the bloodline of Geronimo. We received a call this morning from the Hopi asking us all to listen carefully, as this is an important day. My Indian name is Oyate Wianka Powin. People see this woman. It was given to me by Chief Leonard Crowdog from the Lakota Nation. I'm going to open with a prayer song. It's the Thunderbean song from our Lakota people. It's a very ancient song, and it's very auspicious to have this song for this day because it will bring the water that we desperately need, the Maniwaka, the sacred water. There's only one earth, one sky, one sun, one moon, one water, one you and one me, and we're all here together. Ahomatakiase.
We all stay out.
I pray for peace and health to all of you. Omotakyase.
Wow. What a beautiful prayer. And I also prayed for all the animals trapped on factory farms across the world as we pray for our fellow human beings. Now, we have a passionate message sent all the way from Delhi, India, from one of the world's leading experts on the environment. A former director of the UN Environment Program, Dr. Ashok Khosla, was awarded what is considered the Nobel Prize of the environmental world and is president of the prestigious Club of Rome. He now offers an effective solution to global warming.
Hi, I'm Ashok Khosla, and I bring greetings to you all the way from Development Alternatives in New Delhi, India. My greetings particularly to those among you who have dedicated yourselves to making the world a better place for all. Climate change is one of the biggest threats faced by humankind since the beginning of history. And so is the massive extinction of species that is going on right now, and the disappearance of our forests and fish stocks, and the depletion of our energy and mineral resources. In fact, over the past few months, the biggest issues have been the prices of oil for our cars and food for our stomachs. Things seem to be coming all of a sudden to a head. Our past actions and behavior may already be catching up with us. Your meeting today is about the role of meat in our diets and its impact on the world around us. Let me begin by admitting a bias. I have been a vegetarian for a very long time. In fact, all my life, I was born a vegetarian. This was an individual, personal decision, not imposed by religious, family, or other obligations. But until recently, I've never felt the need to preach or proselytize vegetarianism to others. But now, I'm beginning to wonder whether that is right or fair to my fellow humans. You see, eating meat has become very dangerous. It can even kill. It can kill other people, for example, by taking away the resources needed to produce food for them. More than half of US farmland is devoted to beef production. You know, it takes 1 acre to produce 250 pounds of beef. That same acre can produce 40,000 pounds of potatoes, 160 times as much. Meat can kill you. The risk of various types of cancer increases by 3 to 4 times for people who eat meat. If an American has a heart attack, the risk of death is something like 50%. For an average person. Risk comes down to 15% if he eats no meat. And it comes down to some 4% if he eats no meat, dairy, or eggs. And meat can kill all of us, our planet, and all life on it. As you all know, the cause of global warming is greenhouse effects from greenhouse gases. Carbon dioxide mainly, and methane emissions from fossil fuels, and these are increased greatly in the production of meat. 3 times more fossil fuels are needed to produce meat-centered diets than a meat-free diet. Livestock production uses more than half of all the water used for all purposes in the US. In fact, producing one cow needs enough water to float a small ship. It would take 260 years to use up the world's oil resources if people gave up eating meat today. It would take 13 years to exhaust the same world's known oil reserves if every human being started eating meat in the same manner as the US today. This is not a minor issue. Thank you. Vegetarians can be as healthy and strong as meat eaters. There are well-known sports persons who have done extremely well on vegetarian diets. In fact, David Scott, who was 6 times Ironman triathlon winner, is a vegetarian. And I am still here after 68 years of eating no meat. All in all, I can strongly recommend a meat-free diet. The less demand there is for meat and dairy, the fewer the animals we will produce, the less the greenhouse gases we will emit, global warming and climate change will come down, and it is now up to each one of us to take responsibility for our future. Thank you. Have a very good meal.
Very well put. Meat kills, especially the animal who is killed for the meat. That's why we like to say peace begins on your plate. So all of you out there who say you're peaceful and you want world peace, start it right on your plate. You know, this movement is really being embraced by Hollywood. A lot of Hollywood celebrities have gone vegan, and some of them are in this room right now. And now we would like to introduce the mayor of West Hollywood, Jeffrey Prang.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for the invitation to be here this afternoon. I'm Jeffrey Prang. I'm the mayor of West Hollywood, and proud to say that I'm a progressive mayor of one of the nation's most progressive cities. We're really proud to be able to play host to today's conference. West Hollywood has been a leader on a number of progressive issues over the years. In fact, we like to pride ourselves on being first on a lot of the most important issues of the day. We were the first city in the country to pass a ban on Saturday night specials and are a leader on gun control. We are the foremost city in leading on gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender civil rights. We are a leader in the animal welfare community. Woo! We are a dense urban city, but at the same time, we have been one of the foremost leaders on environmental policy. And that's why it's particularly important as we're discussing climate change that for me that this conference is hosted here in the city of West Hollywood. Preparing today, being together today to talk about these important issues about our environment, about climate change is essential. We are building public education amongst members throughout the country and throughout the world, as well as our elected leaders. And come January, we have a tremendous amount of work to do. And I am optimistic. I'm optimistic about the goals of today's conferences and conferences like this taking place all over this nation. So on behalf of my colleagues and the City Council and the entire city of West Hollywood, I want to welcome you here to our community. And thank you for the leadership that you're providing. West Hollywood, as always, is eager and prepared to stand with you in this fight. Thank you so much.
And I would like to say that there are a lot of vegan restaurants and vegan options offered in West Hollywood. And we love that, don't we? Woo! As we've been saying, climate change is a worldwide movement. And we've got an international, a truly international set here today. And I'm not just referring to myself. Now, I'd like to introduce my co-host for this amazing live broadcast from Canada, writer Donald Gilmore.
Thank you, Jane. The climate change crisis is no longer a subject of debate. Scientists, politicians, corporate leaders and religious leaders of all faiths are urging the public to change their lifestyle to curb global warming by recycling more and using less energy and water. However, the most effective and immediate solution, which literally can slash 3/4 of global warming gases plaguing us, is the one thing nobody seems to be talking about. It's very simple. Change your diet.
That is for sure. This is Mother Nature's fast food. You pick it up, you take a bite, and you eat it. What could be faster? We're happy to say that now, for the first time, environmental groups, animal rights advocates, interfaith groups, and yes, even the media are coming together to help the world wake up to the madness of the average American diet, a self-destructive diet which is unfortunately being spread around the world, as you refer to, Donald.
Very much so. But don't take it just from us. Let's hear from the experts who have studied the global warming crisis scientifically and meticulously.
Hour is late. It's time to decide. I'm quite confident that we will make choice wisely.
In addressing global warming issues, the scientists have made it quite clear.
Climate change as a self-inflicted wound, if you like,
can wipe out the very meager assets.
We have a climate crisis that is a planetary emergency.
We are so, so close to the red line that perhaps we may wake up tomorrow and find that there's nothing to save after all.
We have reached a point where we have a real emergency.
The message should be clear. Climate change must take its place along those threats like conflict, poverty.
Climate change is responsible for conflicts that can only deepen in the future if we don't act as soon as possible.
It's the only thing that I believe has the power to fundamentally end the march of civilization as we know it.
You will have a catastrophe added to another catastrophe.
Climate change means catastrophically violent weather.
Like wildfires and devastation.
Rising sea levels.
Rising food prices.
To the spread of disease.
If the future of the world depended on me, what would I do?
The North Polar ice cap is melting so fast. But what seems to me to be important is that some of the effects we are witnessing now are happening twice as fast as scientists were predicting just 5 years ago.
A report issued earlier this year by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change concluded both that global temperatures are rising, that this is caused largely by human activities.
And if you look at the fourth assessment report of the IPCC, we've assessed several stabilization scenarios.
In 2010, there could already be as many as 50 million environmentally displaced persons due to climate change, desertification, and deforestation.
Experts tell us that the situation underlying the crisis is not a temporary one.
And it's getting more and more difficult every day.
And there's no guarantee that human civilization can survive.
The doomsday clock of climate change is ticking ever faster towards midnight. We are simply not reacting quickly enough.
Do we need to move faster to answer the question? Yes, we do, because we have less time than we thought we had.
So climate change is obviously going to have a major negative impact.
The scale and the pace of environmental change at the beginning of the 21st century are a serious wake-up call to us as human beings on this planet.
We know without a doubt that global warming is a reality, and the question today is not is it happening and not is it bad, but what are we going to do about it?
We are all part of the problem of global warming. Let us all be part of the solution.
The challenge you face is to prove to people that you are serious about adaptation to the unavoidable.
Meat production and consumption is hugely intensive in terms of carbon dioxide emissions.
More than all cars, trucks, and ships added together.
Unless we change our food choices, nothing else matters, because it is meat that is destroying most of our forests. It's meat that pollutes the waters. It is meat that is creating disease, which leads to all our money being diverted to hospitals. So it's the first choice for anybody who wants to save the Earth.
The food we eat and how it's grown and the kind of food we eat matters a lot.
Everything comes with an environmental price. Beef production in particular.
We consume far too much meat in this world.
The stairs where the climate problem is, our meat consumption.
Something that's harmful even for human health.
I
do eat a lot of vegetarian meals. I think that's something we can all do.
That's one of the easiest ways that we can make an immediate and quite substantial impact.
There are some wonderful environmental benefits in terms of taking a couple of steps lower down the food chain.
And the choice we face is a really simple one, actually.
Just for one day or more than that, become a vegetarian.
Let us approach climate change not simply as a looming future threat, but as a present opportunity to work together.
The time for action is now.
What can the government do to help? What can you do to help? How can we do this together?
And it's about what we do from this point on and this point forward.
Individuals can take action.
We get to play our part.
And as individuals, through the choices we make, the purchases we make.
If we once understand this and take the necessary actions, then we actually have a much better situation.
And if you eat less meat, you will be healthier and so would the planet.
Then there's some kind of realization of individual responsibility to take care of this planet.
Our generation has inherited an incredibly beautiful world, and it's really in our hands whether our children inherit the same world.
That is our duty, so that our children can have a decent quality of life on this planet.
We cannot be anything less than courageous and revolutionary in our approach to tackling climate change.
It's a win-win situation if we eat less meat.
Living in harmony with the natural world is the only way for the future. 6 billion people, one planet, one chance to get it right.
Go veg, be green, and save our planet.
If you continue the way you're doing, then it will get more hope. And if the world population join in vegetarian circle, at least 2/3 of them, and green technology and preserving forests and plant trees, etc., organic farming as well, a frugal lifestyle, every little effort helps along. Also keep envisioning the positive picture of the good world, the world that you want it to be, where everyone lives in peace, in love, in safety. A vegan world, a heavenly abode, where all beings enjoy life without fear of one another, where all are treated with kindness and due respect. Just envision all that.
Thank you for joining us today for this special presentation of the rebroadcast of the live Climate Change International Conference with special guest Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please tune in Tuesday for part two. And now, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms is up next. Farewell and God bless.